I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Therese Stoll, Vice President of Products at Onfido. It's been a busy old time for ID verification companies. The threat landscape is changing and getting more complex. Perhaps you'd like to give us, I wouldn't call them highlights, perhaps the lowlights of what's going on.
2023 was a pretty exciting, I use quotes when I say exciting, year, as we've seen the rise of generative AI. And then on the back of that, fraudsters leveraging both tools they run themselves and tools, just things that are available on the internet to try to spoof IDV to get access to bank accounts and to other accounts.
What we've seen the rise of is the deepfake, isn't it?
It is, especially that. So it used to be that document fraud was kind of the thing that people tried to attack. Over the past year, we've seen a 3,100% increase in deepfakes, double the amount of biometric fraud than we saw in the year before.
Are we staying ahead of this?
I think some folks are staying ahead of it and some folks aren't. So if you saw it coming, then you started building your defenses kind of in sync with the fraudsters. And it really is an arms race. And so, you know, tools are getting more sophisticated. The fraudsters are trying more sophisticated approaches. Essentially, you know, what we're doing at Onfido is we watch the traffic coming through in production, and then we brainstorm how to defeat that traffic. As I said, it's a continuous arms race.
How are we doing this? How are you doing this? What are you using to counteract things like deepfakes?
A deepfake is essentially where you do a face morph. And there are tools like Sora, which has text to video, and you can basically have a person invent like a created on screen saying whatever you want them to say. And so when you have a deepfake in an onboarding situation, it's always a video of a screen, in which case we can detect it with our ML models, or it's what we call an injection attack, where they kind of get into the technology and insert a pre-recorded video instead of having a live capture. And so we have defenses both in our ML models, where we're kind of constantly looking for, we do a lot on training our models on to detect videos. On the injection attack side, well, I actually can't tell you the detail of it, but we spend a lot of time making sure that the media that we're submitting to our models is actually the media that we recorded and not something that a fraudster has inserted into the system.
Now, so far, we've been talking about the cutting edge technology side of deepfake identity theft. But the truth of the matter is that social engineering is still a huge part of the fraudulent activity that goes on. You think people would have learned by now?
Yeah, for sure. Although, to be honest, the things that we're seeing where, you know, you have electoral candidates who are getting faked, and, you know, there are videos on YouTube and they're saying things that they would never say in order to sway the electorate. So what we've seen is that actually those fakes are good enough that it's hard for a person to tell the difference, and you really do need those ML models to detect. So when it's that sort of really sophisticated deep fakes in public realm, you know, fair enough that people are getting fooled. But we do also see social engineering on account opening and onboarding for KYC. Really what happens there is it's either somebody being forced into opening an account on behalf of a fraudster, or they're what we call money mules, where they're getting paid to do it. So that's one aspect of social engineering. I would say the other piece that's really frightening is AI is being used to clone people's voices. And so, you know, you might get a phone call from what sounds like, you know, your wife or your kid or something, and it actually really, really does sound like them. And then you can be tricked. A lot of people are very easily tricked into, you know, transferring money or doing something else. I guess I would say some of the schemes are really, really sophisticated. And so fair enough that people are getting duped.
what can we do to stop this? You brought up the use of AI there. Is it a case of using AI to catch AI?
Oh, for sure. So for the sophisticated deepfakes, it's very hard for a person. It's almost impossible for a person to know that it's not a real person. And so you need those very sophisticated AI models to detect those subtleties that give away, like, the micro movements in somebody's face, you know, when they're twitching or their eyes are moving, in order to detect that it's not a real person.
Are there any grounds for optimism?
You know, we help some of the world's very largest institutions make sure that they're onboarding genuine users. And we are staying ahead of the fraudsters in doing that. And I think if you understand what you're up against and you use a layered approach and a smart approach with, you know, cutting edge technology, you can stay ahead of the fraudsters. Where it is a lot more challenging is sort of ordinary citizens who aren't knee deep in AI. And, you know, we'll see something and they have, you know, if they haven't been educated in it, they have absolutely no reason not to believe that it's real. So I think it's probably an education thing for the general public as well. And actually, I'm starting to see, you know, the government run PSAs on warning about different fraud attacks that are starting to emerge. So it's probably an education campaign for the wider public.
Therese Stoll, Vice President of Product at Onfido, thank you very much.